we've got a whole lot of friends that we brought in today, and this is a follow-up on education. There's nothing I like better than talking to students because, you know, folks are honest and you know, fresh and popping. And so who we have with us today, Daniel Clark Jr., 12 years old, 7th grader, right?
Yes.
And Nia Hill Mims, 13 and an 8th grader, right?
Yes.
And we also have Nia's mom with us, Catherine Hill, who's also worked in education. So thanks, guys, for coming in.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So we've been talking with your principal about what a charter school is and what you guys do. But I guess, Daniel, I'll start with you. Give me a really specific example of something that you have loved doing at your school, a project that you did or a class that you take, something you love.
Well, one thing that I love doing at my school and that we did at my school is we had Funberry, which is February full of fun. And we call it at the Moxie Prep the best month of the year. And we do everything that we like want to do because we are a family and we do things as a family. And we Funberry is like we get together and our teachers, they do these amazing things for us that other schools don't do. And that is really big in our society.
So Funberry, February at Democracy Prep Charter School in Harlem becomes Funberry.
Yes.
Okay. That's what did you do during Funberry that you remember?
During Funberry, we wore different color socks, and we got to walk backwards, put our clothes on backwards, and carry around stuffed animals during the duration of Funberry.
So that's all stuff that's the fun stuff. And then I'm sure they work you hard, right, when
yes.
it comes to academics. So give me an example of how someone, Nia, helped you out with a problem that you had trouble figuring out, math problem or writing an assignment. How do teachers, when you can't figure it out, how do the teachers help you figure it out?
My first year at Democracy Prep, I was not on grade level in my math. So the teachers there, they put me in tutoring to help me and after-school help so I can get my good grades that I needed.
So, Nia and Daniel, you heard Barack Obama speaking yesterday about how important charter schools are. It sounds like he's counting on you guys to show the way for educational reform in the United States. That's a lot of pressure, Daniel.
Yes, it is a lot of pressure, but President Obama is right about what he's doing. And that we do need these responsibilities because we are a charter school and we have been behind. And we know that charter schools, that we will rise up and be charter schools will be the best that they can be.
That's powerful. And, you know, Mrs. Hill, when I hear that, I just can only imagine what you hear as a mother and as someone who's worked in childhood education. You know, that kind of passion you don't hear from a lot of students.
Yeah, it's amazing how my daughter has progressed since she's come to a Democracy Prep. She's always been a responsible child, but now she's on point. She knows when she has to get up. She knows what time the train leaves. When she gets there, she knows her responsibilities. She knows what her teachers expect of her. And she's just remarkable.
And you guys live in the Bronx, right?
Yes.
So how long's your commute?
About a half an hour on the train and 35 minutes on the car.
Wow, that's significant. So you have to get up, brush the teeth, get dressed in your uniform. I see that you guys are wearing your uniforms, Democracy Prep Charter School, Harlem, New York, with a little emblem. What's that emblem, Daniel?
Well, this emblem represents Democracy Prep that we're in Harlem and we're a charter school. And we are different from each other. And what this represents is a book with stars. So this means that we will go to college. This means that we will change the world. This means that we will work hard.
Whoa, listen to that. What do you say we turn Daniel and Nia into educational experts for I and have them address the issue that we talked about earlier in the hour? A lot of people are saying that charter schools aren't the answer because they don't serve most of the students in public schools. How would you tell students who don't have what you have at charter schools, Daniel and Nia, what they can do to improve their own schools? Nia?
You can improve the schools by taking out the bad teachers and replacing them with good teachers. Also, you can reward the teachers that are there and provide them better opportunities with their good teaching and what they have done.
Daniel, what about you?
Well, we can give them more time. Like in Democracy Prep, I go there. I go there at 7:45, and I end at 5:30 because of my extracurricular activities. And this is helping me out, and people don't get these kind of choices that they deserve. And with this and our teachers and everything, that this will help us, and these will help their public schools.
Mrs. Hill, you know, a lot of times what I find is that race gets caught up a lot with this. I mean, all of us here are African American, and integration sometimes falters when people say, oh, but I can't live in the city because I can't send my kids to public school. Do you think that a movement like the charter school movement could help mix things up a little bit?
Definitely. Nia attending Democracy Prep has opened her up to different cultures. The Democracy Prep staff is come from many countries and nationalities, and I'm just thrilled that she gets to experience other cultures.
All right. Well, this has been great. We've been speaking, just heard from Catherine Hill, who is the mother of Nia Hill Mims, 13, eighth grader. Daniel Clark Jr. is also with us. He's 12 and a seventh grader. They both go to Democracy Prep Charter School in Harlem. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.